fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 6th day of April, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, believe it or not, it's still legal in all 50 states and territories, including Washington State, Oregon, Massachusetts, do the Pledge of Allegiance. That's what we do here. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Your prepper tip today is to find your local gardening club, join your local gardening club, and learn to garden. One more heads up here. Tonight is the John Moore Show radio meetup in Rolla, Missouri. We meet at 4:30 for dinner at D. Trapani's in the Benton Square building in Rolla, Missouri. We have an informal meeting from 6 to 7, and then Leon Green. And I think tonight Dan Sutterfield will be focusing on food production and gardening. That's tonight. And the marvelous Mrs. Moore will be there. And we may have a single guy with us also. For you single ladies, there might be a single guy with us tonight. We are planning on that as well. We have patient Wayne Green to me, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Evolution, manufacturing a complete line of high-quality water filters to help you achieve your goals of optimal health and well-being. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good to have you. Good to have you with us. And, well, Kirk, the world's changed considerably since we talked last week, hasn't it, sir?
Well, I tell you, that event on Tuesday and Tuesday night was pretty incredible. I never thought I'd live to see the day, but I think it's totally to Trump's advantage. The whole thing is just going to give him a bunch of free publicity. I know that a lot of people that I know that were on the fence, you know, really are swinging his way now because of that. And they start to realize just how oppressive, you know, our current situation is. I mean, Dave was absolutely right on Tuesday on your show when he talked about the corruption that we see in the judicial system, you know, throughout it. And that's the issue. That's one of the main problems that we have. I mean, that and the money issue that's going on right now. And when you put the two of those things together, you know, it becomes a very tough challenge for us. So we need all the help we can get.
Well, it was 50 years ago this year, I became a homicide detective for the state of Missouri. A year before that, I became a paralegal working in high-level legal matters. And I've known hundreds of attorneys and dozens of judges over these past five decades. Every judge I've ever known would have laughed this indictment out of the courtroom and dismissed it summarily. It's a travesty. It makes a joke of our judicial system, and President Trump will prevail. There are people who think he's going to be convicted and serve time. Well, there's something called the U.S. Supreme Court. Thank goodness that will, if it gets that far, it will be done away with on the face of it. But in the meantime, I agree with you, Kirk. President Trump's volunteers, President Trump's money for his campaign will be unprecedented. I call our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, their hope is that they could influence what's called the swing vote, which is about 17% of the elect of the people who vote. Those hopes are built on a foundation of sand, I think. What do you think, Kirk?
I agree. I just think that now is the time to really fight, you know, get out there, you know, inform all of our friends and neighbors. And I'm with you. I mean, I think the only person that has a chance to take this thing on the semi-conservative side is President Trump. I mean, no question. So these other people that are, you know, saying that they might be running against him and stuff like that, that's just a distraction. I mean, anybody that goes that way is a fool, because all that's going to do is split the vote.
Well, I was watching his full speech at Mar-a-Lago Tuesday evening. Carrie Lake was prominently positioned there on camera. And that tells me what I need to know. I think there's a strong likelihood that Carrie Lake could end up being Donald Trump's running mate. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, that's definitely her best bet. I mean, I know there's been some tones of possibly her running also, you know, for the Republican ticket. It's not going to happen, you know, for a lot of reasons. And look, it takes 4 years in that office to understand what the Sam heck is going on. I mean, think about the size of that job and that responsibility. I mean, it takes 2 to 3 years just to acclimate. He made a lot of bad decisions, a lot of good ones too, but a lot of bad ones in the first term. And I think he knows full well now what the real deal is. I don't know that he understood the big picture before. There was a guest on Tuesday that talked about how, you know, he was part of the Illuminati and part of the conspiracy. Listen, top business people, top professionals, they have to wear a lot of hats at a lot of different times, because it's a big market. And you've got, obviously, the banking cartel that you have to kowtow to a certain level, you know, in that business that he's in or was in. People can change their viewpoint, and they can become more clear and more knowledgeable about what's going on and the way things work. And I think he's, you know, getting to the point where he's a lot more awake, not woke, but a lot more awake now than he ever was before. And that's going to be a blessing for all of us, you know, should he win a second term.
Well, one of the trusted inside advisors he had was his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who I believe is not going to be anywhere around President Trump in any capacity anymore. That was a disaster, having him there. I believe President Trump was taking advice from people he thought he could trust, but should not have been trusted. Within days, it was what, 3 or 4 days after he took office, that the deep state went after one of their main targets, which was General Michael Flynn.
Right.
The deep state really sincerely feared Michael Flynn.
Exactly.
As well they should have, because Michael Flynn is a smart guy. He's a tough guy. He's a patriot. He knew where the bodies were buried, and he had a position as Director of National Intelligence to do something about it. So, and Mike Flynn was a bit naive also. It didn't occur to him that the FBI, who he thought he could trust, would set him up as if he was some second-rate criminal on the street to get him to make these false charges against him about Russian collusion, is what it amounted to. It wrecked him financially. And once he was exonerated, I was hoping that President Trump would bring him back in at a high level in the administration. That didn't happen, obviously. But I would love to see Michael Flynn brought back into a new Trump administration. What do you think there, Kirk?
Definitely. I mean, when Comey gave that talk and he talked about the setup of Flynn and how they did it and how they wouldn't have gotten away with it in a quote-unquote, you know, more sophisticated administration, I wanted to throw up when I heard that. And the fact that this guy can go on, you know, and have praise and write a book and do a tour and all that, it's just a display of how sick our culture is at this point, where we would raise somebody up like that who clearly didn't understand his oath, you know, when he joined the FBI, let alone rising to
well,
his...
Well, the top people at the FBI, the top administration was captured by the deep state decades ago. I can't say how far back, but at least 30 plus years ago.
Right.
And when new agents come on board, almost all of them begin as patriotic young men and women, typically in their mid to late 20s. And the people at the top, they have ways of identifying the ones who will go along with the program and promoting them and not promoting the patriotic conservatives. And that's what's happened to the FBI for 30 plus years. I've dealt with a lot of FBI agents one-on-one, and I've met the one guy who was a part of the deep state and carried the water for the administration. And I met many others who were just simply conservative, patriotic Americans who wanted to do the right thing for the right reasons. So the FBI culture is completely corrupt at the top level. I'm not sure what it would take to correct that, whether they need to shut it down and start over. There's no constitutional authority for Congress spending any money on something called the FBI, by the way, which is another topic. But we're looking at some real economic turmoil over the next year at least, aren't we, Kirk?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you can see the murmurs of it right now, you know, the rising price of the metals, the fact that, you know, business in general across the board, you know, has slowed, you know, for most people. And I think that, you know, as we always say on this show, and rightly so, I mean, now is the time to really, really get prepared. I know there's going to be a number of specials. We're running some for the Easter weekend. Take advantage of those, folks. If you've got dollars sitting in the bank now or in some, you know, investment account, they're going to dwindle in value. I mean, it's already happening. We're seeing it. Take that money, convert it into hard goods and soft goods that you can use to remain prepared. Worst case scenario, you can eat the food that you have on hand. We've done that in the past, and just to test things and, you know, kind of practice, you know, what I'm going to cook with what, you know, in terms of some of the storage. And it's just, you never go wrong doing that. And as far as the metals, I mean, I'm not a big metals owner. I wish I was. But I think that, you know, it's an excellent way to preserve wealth, not necessarily an investment, but just to fight against that, you know, inflation and devaluation that we see going on. Anybody that's
absolutely
seen the charts.
Well, as of last week, I'm now an affiliate dealer for Swiss America. They've been around for four decades. They have a great reputation for reliability and getting good prices on. You know, my audio went away. Am I back, Kirk? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I had a glitch there with Skype. But anyway, Swiss America has a great reputation for reliability and getting good prices on gold and silver. So we'll have our Swiss America guy on at the top of the third hour. Well, Kirk, do you have inventory in stock ready for immediate shipment when it comes
we
to
do.
Water
I mean, we're ready to go on all fronts. We received a huge shipment parts for our ReadyPure unit. We're very, very well stocked up on that. Consequently, we've reduced the price again on those units. And with the $100 John Moore discount on each unit, you're down now to under $300 on the ReadyPure unit. Take advantage of that, you know, while you can. While you still have the funds, you can't have enough tools to make sure that you've got clean, safe drinking water and that you've got food, you know, to feed your family in any kind of a shutdown or interruption.
Right, right. Well, having the ReadyPure is the countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter with a solid metal spigot instead of the very fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot on Berkey's. And it should have one for every two adults, one for every three children, and if you can afford it, an extra one unopened in the box as a very high quality barter item. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. And you know, the ceramic upper cartridges that we use here at Water Revolution are really the finest available, and they've got a very special infill media array that really reduces and removes a lot of the disinfectant compounds that are common in the municipal water. And then on top of that, they do a fine job of beating back, you know, all the biological contaminants, the spores, the viruses, and the cysts. And if those filters are maintained and cleaned once in a while with one of those green, you know, sponges, then you're able to really get good long life out of them. And then we do something that no other company does. We've got a post-hanging antioxidant cartridge that uses our exclusive proprietary media blend that creates an alkaline antioxidant water, a water that actually carries a negative electrical charge, and that mounts and hangs down below the upper cartridges. So you really get the best of all the worlds. And the purification that you get out of one of these systems really starts to begin to parallel what you would get out of a strong reverse osmosis system. So it's a great way to go, not only for emergency, but for everyday use, you know, if you have a small family or as a portable setup. You know, we like to take our unit when we go away on vacation, because a lot of times we just don't have access to clean water, let alone the alkaline antioxidant water. And this system allows us to continue to drink that. So it's a wise move.
Yes, well, if you travel around the country, you sometimes can be quite shocked at what comes out of the tap when you get to your hotel room, can't you?
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, they've got house water that's just as bad. I mean, if you live in a big city, you know, God forbid, near one of the coasts, you've got a dense population, you've got the, you know, near tropical climate all the time, it makes for nasty water, and consequently, they have to pour tons of disinfectant compounds into the supply to beat back the bacteria. And it's the first defense. You've got to do it. You know, these water systems have been tampered with in the past. There's mechanical failures going on everywhere. We see it in transportation. Wait until you see it now in municipal water, because that's coming. And you just can't take a chance that somebody's going to take care of the clean drinking water for you. You've got to take responsibility to handle it yourself.
Absolutely. Any question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, the matter of the Trump indictment has pushed other news to the side. I haven't heard anything for about a week concerning the war in Ukraine. Have you?
No, just that they're talking about negotiating now. I think one of the key Ukrainian officials stated that they, you know, or I guess intimated that they would be open to negotiations concerning Crimea, which is interesting. That's kind of a change, you know, in the rhetoric that we've seen up until now. No doubt, I don't think they have a chance, you know, on fighting Russia, you know, head to head. And I think you're going to see support for that war weaken amongst the Europeans and Americans.
Well, it needs to happen. We need to see peace in Ukraine and step back from the edge of World War III, which we are at the edge of World War III. There's been many people, including Tucker Carlson, point out the growing relationship and coziness between China and Russia, which is, it's for those of us who've been studying it, it's nothing new. It's just become a public matter more recently. So stepping back from the edge of World War III would be a smart thing, don't you think, Kirk?
Oh, I think so. And I think the money can be much better spent, you know, here in America. We certainly, there's a lot of people that have need for it. And any giving that should be done, in my opinion, should be given here.
Well, that's another whole discussion about the proper spending of U.S. taxpayer dollars, which is authorized under Article 1, Section 8. About 18, 19 things that Congress can spend money on and nothing else. Most of what Congress spends money on is not authorized under the Constitution, but they do it anyway, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Anyway, Kirk, we have our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Thank you. Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret. .com SusannaSecret.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, TheLibertyMan.com.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by Water Evolution, manufacturing a complete line of excellent water filters with a nice $100 discount for the John Moore listeners. The Easter sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And the April sale on Liberated Rocketeers is in effect all month until midnight the 29th. $500 off the Liberator rocket heaters. Building with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. Got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, I'm going to be flying a President Trump flag in front of my home here. Not too distant future, I'm going to pick out the right one and have it mounted on a flagpole where everybody can see it. And it's my home here is at the intersection of Highway V as in Victor and Highway 49. Gets a lot of traffic for this part of the country. And I'll fly the flag where it can be easily and prominently seen by all the hundreds of cars that go past here every day, sir.
Yeah, I think that's a wise move.
It is. It is. And it's important that people publicly show the support for President Trump all over the country. The more Trump banners, the more Trump flags, the more Trump yard signs. It's a bit early for yard signs, but Trump flags flying in millions of homes around the country, I think would help a lot, don't you, Kirk?
I think so. I know that in the past we've seen a lot more of those signs than we have, you know, the signs of the other side. So we'll see how that goes this season.
Well, in my township, I only saw one Obama yard sign in the entire township. And I don't know if those people still live there or not. But we have very few liberals out here, thank goodness, very few. And, of course, they're welcome to their opinions. It's a free country. But the less liberals, the better, as far as I'm concerned. How about you, Kirk?
I agree. Do you think the current president will be running in the next election?
No, ultimately? I don't. No. No. And I'd like to point out, and it's easy to see, that there are, in fact, two Joe Bidens. And there's a number of distinct facial features, but the one that's easiest to pick out is the ears. And the real Joe Biden has a detached earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has attached earlobes. And I watched the State of the Union long enough to see which Joe Biden was giving the State of the Union. It was the fake Joe Biden giving the State of the Union. I saw a clip last night on Fox. Once again, the fake Joe Biden, and it was obviously the fake Joe Biden, giving a short address. Looks like we got a caller here. Kirk, we got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. Yeah, on RBN, there's hosts, some of the hosts and some of the callers don't like Trump, and a lot of them do. There's one host that he acted like he was speaking for. He said, like, if you listen to RBN, you're like me, you don't like Trump. They're basically on this, so he has no right to speak for everybody. He speaks for one person himself, right? You speak for one person, John Moore, and I speak for one person, me. So, I mean, some of these people that try to speak for other people, it doesn't work out. It doesn't make any sense, because definitely there's some big Trump fans. You got Kelso, who has five nights a week. All he does is sing the praises of Donald Trump. He loves Trump, and then apparently you like Trump, and I like Trump, you know, and some people don't like Trump, and they come up with this concept you hear a lot, that they believe all politicians are equally worthless. It really doesn't stand up to reason. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dan. If there's a lot of people, Kirk, that think that Donald Trump is quote-unquote controlled opposition, that he's part of the New World Order and so forth. From my observation, I was I was 16 years old when in a sophomore in high school when President Kennedy was assassinated. And I've noticed since then, that was the last time that before President Trump, that both candidates of the main parties were not controlled. They didn't think they needed to do it at that time. At the time, the thought was the following. John Kennedy's too young. He talks funny. And he's Catholic. There's no way this guy could get elected president. That was the thought of the powers that be at the time. It was Nixon's turn. Well, they didn't make that mistake again. And they thought they had it under control in 2016. The entire mainstream media, well, I don't know about what Fox was doing back then, but they all made fun of Donald Trump, saying he could never be elected president. I think there were 16 candidates, and he fooled them all, and he got elected. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, 9 gigabytes of information. And it's a place where you can get what you need to entertain yourself, educate yourself, make yourself happy, make yourself angry, make yourself sad, really. Information at the COVID-19 section, that is literally life-saving. I have two sales going on right now, the Energy Cleaner sale, which is the Easter sale, ends at midnight Easter Sunday, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. I take care of refunding the sale price. Liberator rocket heaters, $500 off. It's a big sale. The spring sale on Liberator rocket heaters. Winter's over for most of us. You want to get ready for next winter and be warm, stay cozy, and save money. This is the way to do it with the $500 discount that's in effect until midnight the 29th. My toll-free hour line for Liberator rocket heaters and the energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters with a $100 discount on each unit, in stock and ready for immediate shipment. A little segue here. Kirk, I thought it was somebody's April Fool's joke, but apparently it's real that Bud Anheuser-Busch is using a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman to promote their beer products. I think it's going to result in a dramatic reduction in the sale of Anheuser-Busch products. What do you think, sir?
I would guess. I mean, that seems bizarre to me. I mean, usually beer drinkers you know, in mass anyway, you know, tend to frown on that kind of stuff. We'll see what happens.
Well, I guess we will. And I understand Nike is also hiring this mentally ill man pretending to be a woman to promote their products, including a bra. So how bizarre is that?
Well, with Nike, I'm not surprised, but, you know, with Anheuser-Busch, it seems a little off, you know, off center to me.
Well, a company manufacturing women's underwear, in particular a sports bra, using a mentally ill man wearing the sports bra meant for women to promote the sales of that product. I hope Nike pays a very severe economic penalty for this. What do you think, Kirk?
Well, we'll have to see. I think that, you know, there's a lot of us don't realize there's a lot of people out there, including some famous people, that actually are female or actually are male that are disguised as female. And a lot of people don't even know it. A lot of them. And it's pretty amazing, you know, to think. And, you know, some of the ones that you see, you know, are very obviously, you know, male trying to be female, like our Surgeon General. But there's a lot of famous people out there that I believe anyway are actually the opposite sex from what they portray. And people would be shocked, you know, to know it.
Well, there's a gentleman who sends me what he thinks is evidence of that and has for years, and I don't see it as evidence myself. I don't want to dwell on that too long.
Sure.
Anyway, Kirk, this is all a part of the culture, the culture war that's being waged against us. Behind the scenes, behind all this, I believe, is the Chinese Communist Party to help any way they can to hurt and destroy our culture and our economy. What do you think, sir?
I think it's just original sin. I think that when people start to believe that they don't have to follow the words of our Lord, that they can easily be drawn off into different directions, you know, things that feel good at the time, or, you know, that seem to quell other psychological problems that they have. There are a lot of things going on now that you just wouldn't have seen 40 and 50 years ago. And it's because people have moved away from God and moved away from Christ. And it really comes down to that. I mean, I think
okay. Let's discuss that a bit.
I mean, that may seem like oversimplification, but that's what I believe.
Yeah. Let's give credit where credit is due. Chinese communists understand human psychology real well. They understand the American culture real well. And they take what you just mentioned, which is real, and then they implement their plans to take advantage of these human frailties. And here's how they did it. They first of all, they focus on taking control of all the schools that teach journalism in the United States, which for the most part they did decades ago. They focus their energy on taking control of the schools that teach the teachers. So when you take the human frailty that you just mentioned, which is very real, and you put on top of that social change programs, beginning in grade school and going on to the best universities, you got a really terrible combination, don't you, sir?
I agree. Do you think it's the Chinese communists that are behind it, or do you think it's the people behind the Chinese communists that are the same people that are behind a lot of the communists in many different countries and a lot of other the shenanigans we see going on? I think there's a backstory. And you know, to say it's this group or that group, I think you can do that, but I think it almost misses the bullseye. Until we really understand the nature and the depth of the problem, we're not going to be able to fix it. Because, you know, Cross saying, well, it's the communists, it's these people, it's those people, it's all these people, because evil people and people that have veered away from God's teaching, they don't know a particular race or even a particular creed. For many of them, it's just a matter of lack of education and understanding that allows them, you know, to be so easily manipulated. If you don't have that firm footing, it's easy to get distracted and swayed. And I think we're seeing a lot of that now. And you know, do I think that the leaders of the Communist Chinese Party are evil? Absolutely. Do I think they're going to take every advantage they possibly can to sway things to their advantage? Absolutely. I agree completely. But I think there's a force behind that that has permeated every area of our culture, nationally and globally, and you start to see now the result of that planning and execution that's been going on probably since the dawn of man. And it's all about fighting against Christ and fighting against God. And, you know, that's what motivates the leaders of this undercurrent, in my opinion. I mean, that's just my opinion. And I think you see it displayed in many different ways.
There is a belief that the evidence is not all that great, that the Khazarian mafia is the ones responsible for the Mao Zedong getting what he needed to fight his revolution.
Sure, sure.
And I don't necessarily want to go down that rabbit hole.
Because well, bankers in general, I mean, all these things take funding. The Soviet Revolution, the Chinese Revolution, other various color revolutions, they take funding in order to happen, and they take planning, and they take execution, and they take control of the media and the education system, and we see all of that now, not only here in the U.S., but, you know, across the world. And, you know, that's what we have to fight against. We have to bring back the original teachings that made this country great, as your friend, you know, Bill Federer illustrates so eloquently in his books.
Yes, yes. Bill is a friend, and we met, I think he was a congressional candidate in the 98 cycle. That's when we met, was 1998. And I've helped him with different matters over the years professionally. Great guy. I know the whole family, not just Bill. But his work has been very helpful in helping people understand the nature of how this country came into being, our true history, isn't it?
Well, I mean, what part of what he talks about in that book and the characteristics, feelings, and actions of those people that founded founded America, what portion of that do we see displayed now? And the answer is none. Absolutely right. None. I mean, you just don't see it. I mean, at the higher levels of power.
Bill's written a number of books, not just one, and they're all great books, and I recommend all of them if people want to educate themselves. Anyway, moving on from there, we being the conservative Christian patriots, we were asleep at the wheel. We made assumptions that the Boy Scouts of America would always remain the patriotic organization that they had been for decades. We were wrong. We assumed that our schools would continue to emphasize merit, you know, progress based on merit, and emphasize our true history of the United States, which they did not. We made assumptions that the federal government would be doing the right things for the right reasons also. Well, they were captured as well. What we're left with is about 18 or so, 17 or 18 conservative states that will fight against what's going on. My state is one of them, Missouri. Florida is another. There's a number of others that are implementing laws to insulate and protect their own people from the federal government. There's no precedence for that that I'm aware of. Are you aware of any precedence for that?
No, and I mean, think of it that we have to do that at this stage. You know, that we have to fight, as you say, you know, against the federal government. It's absolutely bizarre. I mean, you know, we're funding this operation, you know, with our human energy, you know, times two or three, you know, when you add the debt, you know, factor to it. And it's just absolutely bizarre. And that's really the education. You know, I don't know exactly what form, you know, the resistance needs to take, but it needs to take some form. And it needs to be acted on rapidly in some way.
We have structures in place that can be very effective. That would be getting active locally. All political power for these two parties comes from the local level, the village, the town, the county. And if they lose these counties, they've lost everything. So I encourage people to get active locally, become a Republican committeeman or committeewoman, run for a school board. The daughter, a friend of mine, ran for school board. I don't know if she got elected. Run for city council. And it looks like we had a caller here. It looks like Pat in Fort Worth. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I kind of wanted to chime in on what you're talking about with the communist Chinese and states protecting their own people. Well, we got that going on here in Texas. These Chinese people are trying to go around from state to state and convince lawmakers to get into crypto mining. And unfortunately, they're lying. They're saying, well, you can, it'll save you money on your electricity. It'll save you money. It'll give jobs in rural places to people that wouldn't get them, and on and on and on. So we got some really good reps. Well, it's in the Senate here in Texas, a bill to protect us from all that. And I'm proud of that because, you know, if they can get us to get into cryptocurrency and lose all our money, and they could just march right in, and we wouldn't even have money for anything. That makes sense?
Well, I've never heard that the Communist Chinese are approaching state legislatures to get them involved in mining for cryptocurrency. Have you heard about that, Kirk?
No. Two things I know about mining is that it's very expensive and uses an awful lot of energy. And at the end of the day, I think you're producing something digital that doesn't have any inherent value. The idea that it's super secure because of the blockchain, I disagree with that. I think any code that man can create can be broken.
Well, didn't Sam Bankman-Fried pretty much show the fallacy of depending on this?
I think Sam Bankman-Fried was just over leveraged, and spent money that he took in that was other people's money on God knows what, and lost it all. I think it was just bad management. I don't know that it was necessarily.
The point is, the human component is the weak link. Anything else, Pat?
Well, you helped me because you said don't forget to vote. And I thought, well, wonder why I got this flyer in the mail. I didn't even know we had an election. Well, it turns out that our mayor has got two people running against her, and she's bragging that she's the first mayor in the whole country to mine cryptocurrency in the city hall. And I thought, who got her into this? So I started looking around, and I found these organizations, and they turned out to have Chinese on them, and they, they can look like they're citizens, but when they're pro that, and your own good Republican rep is putting a bill in and voting. Or somebody else, a good Republican rep, put a bill in, and they're voting for it. And, I got involved and got the policy analyst for my my senator down there in Austin, and he didn't even know. So it's kind of under, I won't tell you the whole thing. Maybe it's kind of secret. Because, they got the trans people down there talking to them and all over, I'm sure, everywhere. So those trans people can be kind of a good distraction from what our own Congress is doing behind their back, okay? So I'll try to I'll get you the information. I just don't have it right here in front of me, but I wanted just to warn people: watch out for those Chinese-sounding names of organizations in Chinese names promoting cryptocurrency. Okay,
right.
Because they don't want it. China don't want it.
Kirk, what's going on with cryptocurrency reminds me of what went on in the West, especially came out of Holland, beginning in 1636.
The tulips, yeah. The
tulip bulb frenzy.
Yeah.
And people, the prices for tulip bulbs went up and up and up, and people thought this is a wise investment because the price keeps going up, and people were investing their life savings into tulip bulbs. Only to have the whole thing crash around them a few years later.
Right.
At least it was something you could pick up and hold in your hand, as opposed to cryptocurrency, which is electronic impulses on computers.
Right. It's an idea, right? Basically,
it's an idea.
I think things have inherent value, based on the human energy that it takes to create them. And that's never going to change. But it's awfully nice to have something physical that you can trade or sell or use, you know, should you have to. And, you know, to me, the crypto thing is always, you know, it looks too much like vapor, you know, for me to be attracted. And I know there's people that have made a lot of money with it, and I'm not putting that down. I mean, that's
the same thing happened in the 1600s.
Very high risk.
The people in first, and that's true of any pyramid scheme. Right. The people in first make the money; everybody else loses.
That's right. That's right. If they go to work and, you know, sell and recruit.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available. And as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born, in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, Mrs. Gentlemen. We are back. And we are back. Well, Kirk, what words of wisdom do you want to leave with our listeners for this week, sir?
Well, I mean, as always, I mean, take time now, you know, to prepare for everything that we know is coming eventually. And we've got every one of our water units on sale this weekend. It's $100 off everything that we offer, over $395. And, of course, our Ready Pure discount for John Moore listeners exclusively, which is an extra $100 off the stated low price, which is on the website. You can access that at libertymanwater.com or use code LibertyMan when you check out of our corporate site. So it's libertymanwater.com. Take a look at everything that we offer here at Water Revolution.
All right. All right. Well, Kirk, you have filters in stock ready for immediate shipment.
We do.
I know that there's been an increase in your sales, and I would think that people in the area affected in, around Palestine, Ohio, and nearby areas that are down river from there, people would be real wise to get these water filters, wouldn't they?
They really would. And, you know, above and beyond everything else that you see offered in the marketplace, our devices are designed to produce a healthy antioxidant water. And that's going to be a real help, you know, moving forward, as many of the threats that we see are designed to, you know, weaken and really cut back the body's immune system. So pretty important. I'm looking at an article right now on Steve's website, Justin Trudeau to legalize hard drugs for children. It's time to destigmatize. Justin Trudeau has announced plans to legalize heroin and crack cocaine as part of a new radical policy aimed at destigmatizing drug addiction.
All right. All right. Well,
good news, huh?
It is. It is good. Yeah.
Crazy, well, crazy business we see.
Absolutely. Well, the pastor of my church is looking at starting a program to help men and women that have these addictive problems. And it's a nationwide issue. And we're losing tens of thousands of Americans every year to a drug overdose, aren't we?
We are. I'm not sure that, you know, full legalization is the way to go. I think that it needs to be examined and looked at. Certainly a lot of what's been happening now, you know, that some of these inner cities are promoting is definitely not working and making the problem even worse. You know, I heard yesterday on the radio that is it the mayor now of Chicago that just got elected is even more progressive than the woman?
More Marxist might be more appropriate.
Crazy.
Apparently so. According to a report on Tucker Carlson's show last night, the last 2 weeks of the campaign, he was making some pretty extreme racist comments. And unfortunately, it helped him get elected.
That city's political structure is an absolute mess and has been for a long time. I mean, worse probably than any other, you know, area in the country other than Arizona. Terrible.
Okay. Kirk, thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday.
Thanks, John. Have a great holiday weekend. God bless.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back. Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is What's for Dinner.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.